Now, the rest of the story. Esther Howland's father was the biggest bookseller and stationer in Worcester, Massachusetts. In 1847, he imported what was then a novelty from England, a small stock of handmade Valentine cards. And daughter Esther, a recent college graduate, was fascinated. She knew that theretofore Valentines were mostly personally constructed and composed by the sender, and she felt that these prefabricated ones were not nearly as nice as they'd ought to be. So Esther Howland tried making some Valentines of her own. She used materials from her father's shop, further persuaded him to import linen laces and special paper for her project. Esther was so pleased with the results that she gave some samples to her brother. Her brother said that he would show them to clients on his business trips, and he did, and he returned with $5,000 worth of orders for his sister's Valentines. Esther was astonished, she was thrilled, but completely unprepared. Now, however, with the prospect of establishing her own business, she was determined to meet all those orders. First, she enlisted the aid of her friends, about four or five girls who came to her house each day to help her make Valentines. Almost immediately, they developed an assembly line method, and the workforce grew. And before long, the whole third floor of the Howland home, where the young ladies cut and pasted and created, had become a Valentine factory. Most historians say the first anytime, anywhere. Well, today Esther Howland is recognized as the undisputed founder of the industry, and the industry did indeed succeed. Even back in its early days, it was grossing more than $100,000 a year. Solitary Valentine cards sold for as much as $30, a tremendous amount, even by today's standards. By 1886, Esther's father was ailing to the point that he required constant attention, so Esther sold her Valentine business to a man named George Whitney. But it will always be Esther's enterprise. It was her, well, I don't know exactly how to say it. You can sense it better than you can say it. It had to do with sentimental elegance. It had to do with tender craftsmanship. It had to do with her fond messages that were nestled midst red satin and white lace and pink bows. And forever, Esther will be remembered as representing the best of that art. Esther Howland, the Queen of the Valentines, America's own First Lady of Love. And that makes stranger still the rest of the story. This February, Americans will spend almost $1 billion on Valentine cards. In the more than 130 years since Esther's brother brought home $5,000 in orders, that industry she initiated has inspired romance of unimaginable proportions. With her help, each generation since has learned to love love. But there was one heart unreceptive to her message, her own. And yes, I do mean to say that Esther died at the age of 78, a spinster. Never married. Never married. Esther Howland, world-class Cupid, saved not a single arrow for herself. And now you know the rest of the story.